Bhagavatam, 8th canto, chapter 12, entitled Mohini Murti Bewilders Lord Shiva, text number 6. Tavaiva charanam bhujam, Sreyas kamanirashisha, Visirjo vayata sangam, Translation. Pure devotees are great saintly persons who desire to achieve the highest goal in life and who are completely free from all material desires for sense gratification. Engage constantly in the transcendental service of your lotus feet. Purport. One is in the material world when he thinks, I am this body and everything with reference to my body is mine. Ato griyaksetra sutapta vitajanasyamoyam ahamameti. This is the symptom of material life. In the materialistic conception of life, one thinks, this is my house, this is my land, this is my family, this is my state, and so on. But those who are muniya, saintly persons, following the footsteps of Narada Muni, simply engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord without any personal desire for sense gratification. Either in this life or in the next, the only concern of such saintly persons is to serve the Supreme Personality of God. Thus, they are also absolute because they have no other desires. Being freed from the dualities of material desire, they are called Shreyaskama. In other words, they are not concerned with dharma, real justice, art, economic development, or karma, sense gratification. The only concern of such devotees is moksha, liberation. This moksha does not refer to becoming one with the Supreme like the Mayavadi philosophers. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that real moksha means taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Personality of Godhead. The Lord clearly explained this fact while instructing Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya wanted to correct the word muktipade in Srimad Bhagavatam. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed him that there is no need to correct any word in Srimad Bhagavatam. He explained that Muktipade refers to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu, who offers mukti and is therefore called Mukunda. A pure devotee is not concerned with material things. He is not concerned with religiosity, economic development, or sense gratification. He is interested only in serving the lotus feet of the Lord. Pure devotees of the Lord are only interested in satisfying the senses of the Supreme Lord. Rishikesa, se anam bhakti ruchyate. They are not concerned with the material world because they appreciate that in the material world, everything is of a temporary nature. And therefore, any relationship that we have with the material energy will not endure. And therefore, it will be painful. Because whatever we have, we become attached to, and then it will disintegrate in course of time. That is the nature of anything material. So what is the point? I love my beautiful sand castle. It is so wonderful. It will not last. It will be destroyed. So, I love so many dreams. But the love for the dreams comes from the heart because there is a natural need within the living being for happiness and fulfillment. In this material world, we are always experiencing some emptiness within the heart, always experiencing some yearning, some longing for something, some hope that maybe it will happen, you know, whatever it is, whatever we want. Maybe I'll become famous, maybe I'll become rich, or rich and famous. Maybe, you know, maybe one day I'll wake up and I'll be beautiful. It's doubtful. Maybe somehow or other a miracle will happen. You never know. It could happen. Therefore, just wait, just in case. Just in case. Hold on to that little straw, because maybe it will happen, and I so much want it to happen. Oh yes. Maybe my love will appear, my love, you know. Yes. The one that is my perfect match, the one that is designed for me, that one. Maybe. Of course, that one doesn't exist. It is no perfect match. It doesn't exist. It becomes a boxing match sooner or later. It's not a perfect match. It's not like that. Yes, there is all kinds of... it's hard work to make relationships work. You cannot say that there is a marriage that just works. No, you have to work for it. Hard, you know, somehow or other. For relationships. And then, still, you don't really get what you were dreaming of. Well, that's the material world. Anyway, some say yes, but better a blind uncle than none. Better something than nothing at all. Okay, you know, yes, we want something after all. All right, have it if you want to settle for something. But let that something that you want out of the material world not interfere with our eternal progress. So it cannot be sinful. Because when we fulfill our desires in a sinful way, then we become bound up by the laws of material nature. Nate vidu svartakatim nivishnam durasya yibahiratama na amnyatam nirupaniyamana tibisatanta urudam nibhara. Come on, you know, come on, don't be square, you know, it's okay, everybody's doing it. Everybody, come on, you know. I mean, everybody's doing it. Andhyatandirupaniyamana. And the blind are leading the blind. Tepisatantam uradamnipada. And the result is that we remain bound up in chains. The whole world is doing it, and they're all just remain fettered or bound up in chains in this material world. The three gunas, sometimes known as the three qualities of material nature, other times known as three ropes that bind us. That is what will happen. So, the pure devotee doesn't even bother. Doesn't even bother with such things. The pure devotee is thinking about Krishna. Krishna is important. Krishna's desires are important. Krishna's glory is important. Krishna's service is important. Krishna's name is important. Anything, tadiyanam samarchanam, anything related to Krishna is important. That is tadiya. There is Krishna tadiya. Anything related to Krishna. The Ganga, because the dust of Krishna's lotus feet, related to Krishna. Tulsi Devi, related to Krishna. Tulasi Krishna, Prayasi. Anything related to Krishna, yes, that also. Aradhanam Sarvesam Vishnu Aradhanam Param Tasmat Paradharam Devi Tadiyanam Samarchanam. Yes, said Lord Shiva to Parvati in the Padma Purana. He says that of all that are worshipable, the Supreme Lord Vishnu is the ultimate worshipable entity. But greater still are all those personalities or things that are related to him in service. So, that is wonderful. Yes, so the devotees, Madhbhakta Pujya Vyadika, they are worshipping the devotees of Krishna. The devotees of Krishna, Tirtham Kurvanti, they are tirthas, they are sacred, holy places just by visiting the great devotees who are not at all giving any energy to fulfilling material desires, such Vaishnavas, who work tirelessly to just spread the name, fame, and glory of Krishna, such Vaishnavas we are worshipping. No. We may not recognize them. We may not see them like that. We may see, oh, yes, but they are not really Vaishnavas because they are not pure. But what is pure? What is pure? It is an akama sarva kama vam. Akama sarva kama vam. Moksha kama udarati. Tivrena bhakti yogena yayeta purusam param. So, in the pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj, this verse comes up where it says that whether one has material desires or whether one has no material desires, with great force one should engage in pure devotional service. I'm like, wait a minute, I thought if one engages in pure devotional service, that one had to be free from material desires. So how can the verse say, sakama, that when one has material desires, one should engage with these material desires in pure devotional service? What does that mean? Basically, it means that one, whether one has material desires or whether one doesn't have material desires, to hell with the material desires. Basically, that we are not acting upon them, that we don't care. All right, you know, we're not going to water. We're not going to water the plant. We're not going to feed the animal. We just let it go. Let it starve. And then, yes, with time, becomes irrelevant. More and more irrelevant. And, yes, but how do we do it? Just by remaining busy. Remaining busy in the service of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada said, the idle mind is the devil's workshop. So when we have nothing to do, oh yes, then so many thoughts start to come. Is that then we see, oh they are doing, and I'm missing out. The devotees go out to preach Krishna consciousness to conditioned souls. In a mood of compassion, Harinam. But sometimes, while we are on Harinam, we are window shopping. Yeah, we go through the main shopping street. I'll go back later. The mind. Is dwelling on sense enjoyment, even while we are practicing devotional service. That is a fact. But if we are becoming so absorbed, so busy in devotional service, then yes. Someone said, it's not about the quantity, it's about the quality. Mm. Well, I agree, it's about the quality. But next time, for that person, when I'm serving out pizza, I'll give him a very small piece, and I'll just tell him, it's not about the quantity, it's about the quality. First class. So that philosophy doesn't fly. At least not at the time of taking pizza. So, yes, it is about both, about quantity and quality. And, all right, you know, let's get some quality, first some quantity going. Stay with the pizza example. Now, say someone may not be a super, super Italian pizza cook who makes the thin crust and everything, you know, like as it's supposed to be. But whatever, he brews some sort of pizza, and it's well, you know, you're hungry, you know, you gotta eat something. It's gotta, you know, do the job, right? You know, gotta get rid of that hunger, right? And then, well, as it's passing the tongue, it has to taste like something. So when there's lots of cheese, it does the job. It may not be get the prize, you know, from the Italian chefs, you know, okay. So let's first get the quantity, and then the quality. A certain level of quality has to be there. No sinful activity. That's where the quality begins. But maybe we don't do all the service out of love. Right? Maybe we do some service out of duty. All right, that's not the best quality, obviously. But but it's okay. It's okay. Some hit themselves over the head. I don't love Krishna. I'm such a rascal. That's just impatience. That's impatience. You cannot love Krishna after Anadi Bahya Mukha, after unlimited lifetimes in the material energy. It's not so easy to shake off material contamination. It's impatience. Oh, but don't have these qualities. I don't have those qualities. Of course you don't have them. You're not meant to have them. You cannot have them. It's impossible for you to have them. You have all the bad qualities, of course. Naturally. Must have. Because of millions and trillions unlimited lives in the material world, you think it goes away so quick? No. Patience now. Dutifulness. Humility. Simply applying ourselves to the process faithfully. Without complaining. I am so fallen, I'm so fallen. I am the most fallen. Prabhupada said, you are not the most of anything. Not the most fallen, not the most of anything, nothing. Just fallen like everybody else, having bad qualities like everybody else, having no love for Krishna like everybody else, serving out of duty, finding it hard to do the duty, do it anyway. Oh, heavy duty, yes, heavy duty. Push, do it, because that's the minimum. Duty is the minimum. And then, yeah, but I don't have a taste, I don't have love, I don't feel it in my heart. All right. Then do it out of knowledge. Knowledge? Yes, out of knowledge. Out of understanding. Out of just intelligence, right? I don't feel like looking left and right when I cross the street. I just don't feel like it. Still, you better do it. You better do it. Otherwise, we're going to have tomato juice. And so far, this is not recommended. All the gruesome effects. So, you must look. So out of knowledge, out of intelligence. Yes. Oh, these four regulated principles. Oh, I don't know if I can live like that. All right, I appreciate that, but can you live without them? If you live without the four regulated principles, then what? Then what will happen? You think then you can live? No, then your life is going to be miserable. It's not that. I admit life with four regulated principles can be tough. But life without, is it not tough? It becomes very tough. The so-called stepping stone theory, you know, that from one thing you go into something worse. That is Bhagavad Gita, actually. Jayato visyapum sam sangatesu jayate. It is saying that gradually, from dwelling on the sense objects, then you go down and down and down and down into the material energy, into the lower modes of nature. So that will happen. One cannot just say, well, you know, I'll just live a material life and I will not be scratched. I'll be very careful. I do it in a careful way. Yeah. We are not like alcoholics, you know. We just social drinkers, you know. Just a little. We will not just, you know, go all the way for illicit sex with some prostitute and get HIV and die of AIDS. No. Just a little. Just controlled. Controlled. Everything controlled. Controlled intoxication. Controlled illicit sex. A little controlled gambling. I win sometimes, I lose sometimes, but I know when to stop. Maybe you do. But, you know, you're losing it. You're losing it. Time is not on your side. Yeah. You're going to be fat. Yeah. You're going to be bald. Your teeth are going to rot. Yeah. You're going to need glasses. You're going blind. Yeah. A new liver, or some dialysis to clean the kidneys, or maybe what else? What might be, you know, an enlarged prostate. Sorry, you can't pass urine. What to do? Have to go. Cannot. Blocked. No problem. We can shave the prostate. Oh yes. And Prabhupada said, don't think it won't happen to you. When the disciples saw Prabhupada lying in his final days on his bed, how can such a terrible condition happen now? How can this happen? Prabhupada, don't think it will not happen to you. It will. That is the situation. So the pure devotees, they also go through the motion of the material energy. The pure devotees are also embodied. The pure devotees are also facing all the hardship they face, heat and cold, hunger and thirst, health, disease, old age, they face it all. But it doesn't face them. They're not taking it serious because they know that's just the body, it's happening to the body. So this understanding of I'm not the body means really whatever happens, not serious. It's not serious. But that's everything. I'm not the body refers to I'm not the body and therefore the whole material world, which is related to the body, is not important. Okay, just material world, put a big cross, just write it off. Oh, and then we dust it off and say, but we can use it. Some things we can use for the service of Krishna. Oh, okay, those things we'll take. For the rest, material world, cross, write it off, finished. Not like, well, but some things are good, you know? I mean, some things are really good, yummy good, extremely good, I mean, good, G, double D. Not good enough. Sorry. Not good enough to fulfill the emptiness within our heart. That is the situation. So the pure devotees, they dedicate their life. And I said, we may not recognize them at first. But then they emerge. Then they emerge very clearly for all to see, like extraordinary persons. And one who gives his life, who begins faithfully, carries on faithfully, and then still goes on faithfully, and then just at the end is still going, and that person becomes glorious. And of course, today is the disappearance day of the appearance day of Bhakti-tirthas were, and whose life, from our perspective, was too short. Yeah? It's just too short, you know, just like a tragedy. Somebody young, or relatively young, in his 50s, I guess it was, huh?
55.
Yeah, in his 50s, leaving the world. Too young, too early, or 55, already finished, too young. No? Yes. Better a short, meaningful life, right, than a long, long life without any meaning. There is these redwood trees. They say they live thousands of years. That's a useless life. Thousands of useless years. Giving a little shade, you know, maybe, with a lot of shade to big trees, but still. A little shelter, some wood, but thousands of years. Being a tree, big deal. Yeah. So, you know, 55 significant years. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed 48 years on the planet. And yet, in that time, did everything. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, 62 years on the planet. Yeah. Not that much longer. Yeah. But yet, so significant. So, in the same way, Bhaktitirtha Maharaj, in his lifespan of 55 years, has shown us a life of dedication. And the more we trace it back, you know, at the end, he stood out so effulgent to all. But then the more you trace out the earlier life, then you see that he was always extremely dedicated, always preaching with great faith and enthusiasm behind the Iron Curtain in the days when things were very tight. Yes. With courage, somehow or other, trusting in Krishna. And Prabhupada's library party, trying to get his books in many of the libraries in the communist countries. Risky affair, you know. It's like, and the jails are not so nice over there. Yeah, not nice at all. But somehow or other, he was ready, was courageous. So, also an early spiritual life, actually, showing great determination, sleeping less, chanting more, eating less. Someone said, why are you eating less? Why are you sleeping less? Why are you chanting more? I said, you know, I am very fallen, yeah. So I have to make a special endeavor. Otherwise, what is my chance? So this spirit, all of us should have. We should have that spirit to make a special endeavor. Of course, this evening we will have a program dedicated to Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. Then we'll duly focus our attention on Maharaj. But this morning, we are looking in a philosophical context. The example of the pure devotees. Not so dramatic, you know. Oh, pure devotee. Oh, where is a pure devotee? I don't see any pure devotee. Are you pure? Bring the microscope and see if you can find any contamination. No, just see all the pure service. Just see all the pure dedication. Just see there was nothing else. That is the pure devotee. When there's nothing else, just service. That's a pure devotee. But there may be in the heart some traces. Yeah, there may be. But Krishna doesn't care about that. They're not important. And Krishna will take them away. And Krishna will... So don't worry about that. Just ākāma sarakāma vamokṣakāma udārati tibreya bhakti yogena yeyeta purusham param. Whether we have material desires, whether we don't have material desires, that is faithfully, dutifully, with enthusiasm, serve Krishna. And then gradually, love for that service will come. Love for Krishna will come. Get addicted. How can we stop? How can we stop? Use all the Harinam boys. How can you stop? Even in your old age. I saw Bhakti Surdamana Maharaj, coming with a walking stick. He had gout in his foot, he could have a hard time walking. And then it was time, so he came on Harinam, and I was leading first. And he didn't know, it was in Madrid, he didn't know, it was a very long Harinam. So, it was like 2.5 hours or so. So I led a whole hour. So I was like, can I lead? Sort of like, okay, close my eyes. Then he took his stick, gave it to someone. And suddenly he started dancing, and intense, this way, that way. And like, for a long time, a powerful Manipuri style kirtan. And then after the kirtan was over, he took again his walking stick, and he walked away like an old man. Transcended it. Prabhupada did the same. Transcended his age. That comes from a lifetime. A lifetime of dedication. So I think that should be our focus this morning. Somehow or other, a lifetime. A lifetime. Not 1 week, not 1 day, not 1 year, not 1 month, not 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, and then retire. No, a lifetime. A lifetime. Prabhupada said, I at age 70, when others retire, and then I started preaching. This is because Vaishnava never retires. Retirement. Just how can we retire from serving Krishna? If we cannot serve in one way, then we serve in another way. But we'll never retire from serving Krishna. And this spirit is there. So now I've talked too much. Is there any questions? Any comments?
Maharaj, you spoke about incorporating simple behavior sometimes and justifying. I guess my question would be how can we ourselves, that perhaps are not doing simple activities, encourage others to actually come to the mark rather than feeling, oh, okay, what to do? You can't do it, just, that's what you are. How can we actually inspire them? I don't know.
Well, there's two things. One is Krishna consciousness starts with inspiration, somehow or other. First, there is abhyata sukriti, the unknown spiritual benefit, and someone gets purified, and then a little bit attracted. Jagai Madai. Jagai stopped Madai from hitting Lord Nityananda for the second time, because actually before that, Jagai had already appreciated the kirtan. He said, they sing so nice, actually. Yeah, becoming a Hari. That kind of response. But Jagga said, no, this is nice. It's nice. So he had heard the chanting, he had made unknown spiritual benefit, then he developed some appreciation. So it has to come to that. When the appreciation grows, then one comes to the point of conscious devotional service, where one chooses for it. Then a person begins to choose for devotional service. But his choice is very weak at the beginning. He has taste for it, but a lot of hesitance, and he's thinking that, well, I don't know. I mean, can I do this? Is it really? Is it the real thing? So therefore, he cannot take too much correction. So therefore, in the beginning, we just feed the enthusiasm, the inspiration. More inspiration, more inspiration. Then, as a person becomes more fixed, yes, then we have to also say, but now it's time to tighten the screws. Now it's time to change your behavior. Now it's time. And some things, of course, some things we got to say quite early. No meat. Right? No. Out. Right? No meat. Forget this intoxication. It's not going to work. And then, illicit sex, sometimes you have to approach it in steps, or at least, okay, you should be married, right? Should be married, that's okay. Then we're not talking about what the higher standard in a Krishna conscious marriage should be. We don't tell them that on the first day. So little by little, it's about tightening the screws. But in the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, it says one has to take a horse, and one has the reins for the horse. And you cannot always keep the horse tight.
And you constantly keep the horse tight. Oh yeah. That horse goes mad. Right?
Sometimes you just have to give the horse some space, Space to be a horse, run, And then again, So in the beginning, we need to also, and guiding people, give them some space. But gradually, we have to tighten the screws and bring more and more standards in. Because after all, pleasing Krishna is not just a sentiment. Pleasing Krishna means to make offerings that Krishna actually likes. And the pure devotees teach us how to do it. Cannot just...
But this is my offering from my heart. I feel... And therefore, I want to offer it like this.
Okay, that's neophyte. More advanced. But how does Krishna want it? Then I'm going to learn now from the experts how to do it the way Krishna likes it. Then my offering will be more pleasing to Krishna. So slowly, slowly, more and more standards come in. And this goes on and on. Therefore, Prabhupada would, with his close man, he would hammer them. He would hammer them. They would get it. Those who were kind of a little more distant, encouragement. And someone who's closer, who can take more. Like that. But a combination of both. Preacher must know when to give inspiration and when to correct.